With all the relaxations offered in the recovery movement control order, netizens are getting more and more eager to resume having a social life which was stunted in the last 3 months. Listening to their people, the Penang government has decided that they will be reopening all theme parks except for water-based activities. Penang Tourism, Arts, Culture and Heritage Committee Chairman Yeo Soon Hin told The Star that dry park attractions such as the Top at Kamter and Escape Adventure Play will be allowed to operate but Escape Water Play will still be closed. It's harder to maintain social distancing when everyone is cramped in a pool or slide. People would also be able to resume art, music and dance classes, as well as cyber cafes. But as usual, whatever activity or park you're going to, certain SOPs must still be abided by. There's the usual mask wearing, social distancing, using hand sanitizer and also avoiding massive crowds. In terms of the operators, they have to make sure their premises are thoroughly cleaned and sanitized before opening. Public pools and pools in condominiums are still to be closed. This has also been confirmed by Defense Minister, Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri. As for other parks in Malaysia, the opening dates are yet to be announced. The only information we have now is the opening of Genting Theme Park has been delayed to 2021. While we do deserve some recreation and leisure, let's remember that the COVID-19 danger isn't completely behind us. Make sure to abide SOPs and practice extreme hygiene whenever you leave the house. Also read, Genting Theme Park will not be reopening this year due to COVID-19. You have reached the end of this story.